and we had been drinking in the boat. And because I couldn't sit still when I was drunk, I fell over into the water. And I found myself trying to swim, but being unable to keep my coordination, I started to sink.
Good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, you'll hear from someone who knows what it is to wander away from God and then be restored. If you or someone you know has drifted away, you won't want to miss this story.
My name is Fred Evans, and I come from Swan River, Manitoba. And I'm a Cree. And I was saved along the railroad going up to Churchill, Manitoba, in a little village called Thicket Portage. I was going to school at the time in grade 8. A teacher came up to our community with the Department of Education, but on top of all the books that he brought to teach us, on top of all those books was a black book, the Bible. And he would read that to us every morning in school. And those were the days when Bible reading was allowed in public schools. So at the end of the year, this teacher, he asked me, "Fred, do you want to accept the Lord?" And it was at the end of that school year that I gave my life to Jesus. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's what God says, that all of mankind falls short of the glory of God. They may try in their own way, in their own merit, to reach the standard that God demands, but they'll always fall short. Because the Bible says as well in the book of Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So God himself tells us plainly there as well the condition of our hearts. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." Payday is coming for every sinner. Hell is the payment that we receive for sinful living. Ignoring the Savior, rejecting the one who made the payment for sin on the cross of Calvary. And the price that he paid was with his own blood. God will say one day, "I do not know who you are. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity." The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." We need to believe or accept what Jesus did for us on that cross, because he is the only way to salvation. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And that he is the only door through which we can be saved. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved." We must believe in what he did. Believe by faith. Just simple faith. like the man who cried out in the temple, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." Or like the thief on a cross who just said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He believed, and Jesus responded to him, and all he said to him was, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that today you will be with me in paradise." So all we need to do is cry out for mercy in faith, and then we will be saved. I knew that I was a sinner, that I couldn't save myself, that there was only one who could save me, and that's Jesus. This teacher, he sent me to summer school in a place called Garden Hill. Every summer I would go there for 2 years to a summer Bible school. That's where I got my basic Bible training. And during the year, I would go to high school. I went to a high school in a community called Nimmerville. And there I learned the culture of people who lived outside my community of Thicket Portage. I learned how to speak English well. I learned how to play sports. I learned how to communicate with people. At the beginning, it was like a culture shock, because wearing rubber boots and overalls all the time in my community was different from wearing three-piece suits and dressing nice. But you know, I got used to it. But as I was finishing up high school, I had to return home back to Thicket Portage. And while I was there, I got into wrong company. And I found myself starting to go down. And it's sad to say that I went back into the world for about 4 years. I wandered away from God. And this one time, while we were in a boat, our boat was filled with alcohol. We went to pick it up at a certain location where the train stopped. And we were on our way back to our community of Thicket Portage. And we had been drinking in the boat. And because I couldn't sit still when I was drunk, I fell over into the water. And I found myself trying to swim, but being unable to keep my coordination, I was starting to sink into the water. And I found myself helpless. And I guess one of my friends, he said, I reached down one last time to grab you. And my arm went down into the water all the way, as far as it could go. And he said, "I felt your head, grabbed you by the hair, and I pulled you out," he said, "and held you so that you wouldn't go under." But you know, in those moments that he held me by the hair, I look back now that it was the Lord holding me above water and saying to me, "Fred, what are you going to do with your life now? What are you going to do with it?" And you know, God spared me there, brought me back to himself. So any backslider who's out there, you may be on a run right now. You may be thinking that you can run from God, that you can get away from what you experienced already, from what you've experienced when he touched your life, when you felt his presence as you read his word and as you prayed. But today you're out there backslidden. God has his ways of bringing his children back to himself. Not long after that, after this incident, all of a sudden I just didn't feel like touching alcohol anymore. All of a sudden I just didn't feel like doing the things I was doing anymore. I told my friends, I'm leaving Thicket Portage. And you know, the people that didn't want to associate with me because of my being such a bad person, fighting with these guys and being a nuisance to them, all of a sudden they wanted me in their company. All of a sudden they wanted to invite me to their parties, handing me bottles to drink. But I said no. I made up my mind and I got on that train and left that community. And I arrived in Nepal. And there, I got a job to be an instructor in a college. And that's where I met this beautiful girl. We started going together. I proposed to her. And she accepted. And in 3 months, we were married. And my buddy said, Fred, we'll give you 6 months. You'll be married for 6 months. But it's been 35 years now. 6 months ago was a long time ago. And I think the difference there is the Lord. The Lord straightening out my life. The Lord coming into our lives, changing us. In Thicket Portage, they told me, Fred, you're nothing but a drunk and a bum. You'll never even have a good job. But you know, I remember that story many times of the donkey tied up to the post in a certain village. And Jesus told his disciples, go to this village and there you will find a donkey tied up to a post. You untie that donkey and bring him to me, for I want to use him. And if anyone says anything about it, you tell them that the master wants to use him. Yes, I was like that donkey, tied up to the post of sin by Satan. And I was like that donkey, stupid, stubborn, lazy, no good for nothing, like the buck. But you know, the Holy Spirit came through this teacher and through restoration from being drowned in that water. The Lord raised me up. So my friend, one day, ultimately, every man will stand before God to give account for their lives. I recommend that you accept the payment that was made for you by Jesus. And don't take a chance, because you won't be able to make the payment on that final day when you stand before Him.
If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.